USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is making more big moves up. AAA saying the national average price for regular is now $4.76 a gallon, a nickel higher than Thursday. Gas prices have jumped 14 cents over the past 3 days, with 9 states now seeing statewide averages above $5 a gallon. This has the administration asking other countries for help.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting the economy added 390,000 jobs in May, the unemployment rate remaining 3.6%. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde. And Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
President Biden is continuing to call on the Senate to do something about guns in response to the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. He's calling for the reinstatement of a federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Former Deputy Assistant AG John Yoo says what the president is asking for may be unconstitutional.
I think some of the things the president is calling for might run afoul of the Second Amendment, and maybe shouldn't be the subject of national federal legislation. Why not let the states decide for themselves how best to regulate guns? The kind of regulations that might be suitable for a California or New York City are not the same ones we'd want in Nebraska or South Dakota.
An investment firm is agreeing to a settlement to its customers.
Merrill Lynch will pay over $15 million to customers it overcharged for mutual funds. The Bank of America unit used an automated system that had customers pay costlier shares than they were eligible for. The Financial Industrial Regulatory Authority said the company didn't comment on any wrongdoing when agreeing to the payout. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
NASCAR drivers heading to just outside of St. Louis, Missouri for the Enjoy Illinois 300 presented by Ticket Smarter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.